folks from Lifehouse Care Corps with us, Erica Martinez and Julie Slyster. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. As I know you have several events coming up, and before you get to your big event, though, the big give will be here.
It will be here. We're excited for the big give. It's always so much fun that day. It's a long day by, 11:30 at night. We're looking for memes that talk about staying awake and you still have a few minutes to donate.
Yeah, so exactly.
It makes for a long day, but it's a fun day.
It is.
Yeah, we're excited to work with all the other nonprofits. Facebook's ads are going and
yeah, it's always fun to come up with that different plan every year.
Yeah, we get to come in and visit with you guys, so you get a chance to talk to everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, we have every one of them will be on, and this year is going to be even more fun because we're going to finish the day off with a lot of fun downtown.
Yay, that'll be super awesome.
Yeah.
We'll plan on being downtown.
Definitely.
There we go. Yeah. I love it.
You might earn some extra bucks.
Hot dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. Your disco event will be coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah. Erica, you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. It's June 6th. It's going to be from 6 to 9. And it's really cool because it's at our pantry on H Street. And we have headsets that you get when you come in. You're going to get
It's a different way of dancing.
Yep. So it's not going to be like a super loud environment, but you can choose to dance or you don't have to. You can choose to socialize or you don't have to. You can just watch people dancing. You get a different channel. There's three different colors. And so I'm like, oh, I love Chris Wallace is doing the Macarena. I want to do the Macarena. So I switch to the color urine.
Right.
Wow. And then someone sees me doing the Hokey Pokey. I don't know. I can't think of a dance right now. And they're like,
the Dougie.
Yeah, the Dougie.
The Dougie.
Oh, no. Anyway, so it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
How do we get tickets for that?
You can go on our website at lifehousene.com.
.org.
.org. What am I doing? we'll also have some media advertisements coming out here very soon with our Qtago
link.
And then you can just get all signed up like that.
Yeah.
And there's lots of food and drinks. And we're going to do a fun thing. Like appetizers and desserts through the decades. So like a Jell-O mold. You don't have to eat the Jell-O mold. It's just for show.
Cheese balls.
Yeah.
Cheese balls. That's perfect.
Pigs in a blanket. What are some of the are some of your favorite?
Let's see.
Oh my
see.
Gosh. From back in the decades.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The little cheese balls that they were like little doughy in the cheese.
Oh, you can do, fondue would be hard to do.
Fondue,
but,
right.
Yeah.
I think we're on that.
We're on fondue.
Yep. So
we're working hard on coming up with fun things. And we are using Qtago because we do have a silent auction this year. That's part of our event. Yes.
Good.
And it's not a sit down dinner. No. You can sit down to eat, but it's not a sit down to be served dinner. Mm-hmm. We have a food truck there and we'll have some other items to choose from. So you can eat different venues of food or you can trade with your friend and only eat one and they have the other. So we're trying to mix it up a little bit and just make it a fun evening.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Again, the date is?
June 6th. It's Thursday. That's a little, people are like, wait a minute. I'm like, yep, it is. It's a Thursday because in June, there's a lot of places to go on the weekends.
Yes.
Right, with kids.
Oh, yeah.
So this way you can do it all.
And this is one day of work afterwards, after your fun night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's only 6 to 9. And the other thing is, this is our first fundraiser in 5 years. So we're really, really encouraging community members to come out. Make this a fun date night and night out with your group, your friend group or something. We haven't had it because obviously we had the flood, then the pandemic, then we did our capital campaign and that wasn't a good look. We didn't want to over ask. So in 5 years, this is it. We're really asking you to come out now.
Yeah. So people encouraged to dress in costume?
We have some people who are, and I think we might have a
some disco people
costume contest.
But
what I'm wearing now, what we're wearing now, this is from this decade. So just show up however you're comfortable. But if you want to sport like the Mrs. Roper kind of like moo-moo thing, do it. Do it.
So I could I find some of that clothing at Thriftology then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are some great leisure suits.
Okay. All right. All right.
Really?
But you do have some things that you want, you need at Thriftology, don't you?
Yes, we sure do. We need things, for lack of a better word, knickknacks, you know, little set-abouts in your house that you received from Grandma Trudy years ago, and you're just like, gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with the ceramic cat. Well, now you can bring us the ceramic cat. We'll sell it, and then we help keep the lights on, and we also help fund some life skills classes and things like that with that money.
Good. Well, remind us again, hours at Thriftology today. Don't you have a special sale,
Ashley? Yes, every Thursday the store is half price, and we're open from 10 until 6 p.m. So come in, and we have like some beautiful heavy crystal bowls. And so they're half price today. And they're marked at like $30 because they are nice
pieces.
They're
Waterford.
They're Waterford. Waterford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I'm going.
You're going to need to
get down there
we'll
right
let
away.
You in early.
Yeah.
And then the drive-through is open from 11 to 3. And if you literally just pull up in the back alley of 300 North Main, somebody will take all your things out, just like they do other places like that. But nobody, I love to say this, nobody makes millions of dollars at our organization.
And there we go.
All stays in Fremont.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Needs at the shelter right now?
Well, we need, it's a little bit different than I've asked for in the past, but we need utensils, not knives. We have a bajillion knives, but forks and spoons, we tend to run out of both of those because people either take them with them to their room or throw them out.
They just go missing. Yeah.
Or they just go missing. It seems like people who live in poverty, a lot of times they move very quickly from one place to another.
Okay.
And when they do that, they leave behind their belongings. So tangibles really don't have value. So that's one of the things we work on with people in shelter is, you know, be able to keep your stuff with you when you move to a new place, your plates and your forks and your towels. That goes with you. That's your property. Take care of it. Reuse it.
Yeah, there's definitely more to the process. You have a whole program for people. They're not just staying there and then they figure it out. You're helping them figure
out
their life.
Yes, life skills are very important and they're individual based on somebody's needs. And our goal is to get people back into the community and not just back, but to stay sustainable in the place that they go to.
Yeah, very good. All right. Best ways to get a hold of you guys again.
You can call the shelter at 402-721-3125 and ask for any of this. I'd love to volunteer. Where do I bring my knickknacks? How do I drop off silverware? Any of those kind of things.
And then we are on Facebook at LifeHouseNE is our Facebook handle.
Yeah.
And I think they all transfer across then to the other fun social medias.
Yeah.